It is the Sports Wire on ESPN 100.5 and 103.1 KTGR. We're online, as always, at ktgr.com. We're getting away from sports here for a little bit. We're talking with Dylan Kongos of the Kongos. Dylan, how's it going today, man?
Good, man. We're just here in Detroit, continuing on the tour.
How's the tour been so far for you?
It's been incredible. This is our first headlining tour of North America. We've been doing kind of festivals and support slots for the past 18 months, and this is the time we get to do our own show. So it's been really exciting.
So I was reading up on some of your background, and you were born in South Africa.
I was actually born in London. We're four brothers. Three of us were born in London, and the youngest was born in South Africa when we moved there. We moved to South Africa when we were two, and then we grew up in South Africa and moved to Phoenix, Arizona.
So, I mean, what was that experience like for you guys growing up? I mean, in London, South Africa, and then going to Phoenix. What was that like?
I don't remember much of London because I left when we were two, but South Africa was pretty special. You know, we made some of our best friends there. An amazing country, and Johannesburg particularly is an incredible city, full of culture, and you know, it's diversity, and it's a melting pot of amazing food and people and music and everything. So it was a really different experience that kind of stuck with us all. And then we moved to Phoenix and went to school and middle school and high school there, and kind of got our education in Phoenix. And Phoenix is a cool city to kind of relax and escape from a lot of things, because it's not the most happening city in the country, but it's definitely a place to be creative, because you're kind of isolated from everything else.
We're speaking with Dylan Kongos of the Kongos. They're going to be live here in Columbia at the Blue Note next Monday night, March the 2nd. You can get tickets right now for as low as $20 online at kongos.com and also on the Blue Note's website. So, I mean, just looking at your guys' career, you've been together for, what, about 7 years or so? And then all of a sudden you have a song that hits it big time. And now you're a national name and a national brand, and your songs are being used in movies. I mean, when did it hit you that this is something big and this is something that's real all of a sudden?
We've actually been together longer than that. Obviously, we're brothers. We've been together all
right.
Our life. Our first gig was in 2003. So I think that's coming up on almost 12 years. But there have been a few of those moments where we thought, you know, this is the beginning of something. And then it kind of took a while for another one of those moments to happen. One of them was South Africa. Even though we weren't living there at the time, it kind of broke for us. A big station started playing one of the songs, and all of a sudden we had this huge following where we could go and tour and play big shows, and, you know, the single and the album was top-selling album in the country, and we thought, all right, this is the beginning of something. And then it took another 2 years for it to kind of start happening for us in the States, and I'd say one of the biggest moments for us in the States is when a couple radio stations, one in Denver, one in Chicago, kind of took a chance on us and started playing the singles Come With Me Now and I'm Only Joking. And we saw the reaction immediately from fans, flooding into our Twitter or our Facebook and emails. And then we were able to go play a show to, you know, even though it was a couple hundred people, to sell out a room that you've never been to or a city you've never been to. That was like, it started to click, saying this could turn into something big. And then it just exploded over the last 12 months.
What's the difference between, I mean, trying to break a band here in North America and America versus like a South America or just really any other country? What's the difference there? Is it a huge difference?
The biggest difference is radio. In America, it's every state or every city has at least one station, you know, and there's multiple formats. You've got alternative, AAA, rock, pop, Hot AC. Like, you've got all these different formats in 50 different states and, you know, 100 different cities. In South Africa or England, there are these national radio stations. So in South Africa, 5FM is one of them. It's kind of like the equivalent of BBC One or BBC Two in England. And if they start playing a song like 5FM did start playing I'm Only Joking for us, it was almost overnight. You know, it's within a few months, we were able to go there and play to thousands of people at our own show, because that station is hitting 2.5 million people every time the song plays. So that's a huge difference. The States is also just massive. So even when you do get radio support, you need to then go support that with touring. And that's what we've been doing the past almost 18 months. We've basically just been on the road, going to every city, trying to cement the fans that we've made through either, you know, syncs or people hearing us on the radio.
We're speaking with Dylan Kongos. His band, The Kongos, is going to be in Columbia next Monday night, March the 2nd, at the Blue Note. You can get tickets now as low as $20 online. Kongos.com, where the Blue Note's website, are the best way to find those. So you mentioned the tour. You've got four brothers. You guys are all touring together. What is that like? What's that experience like for you guys?
It's 95% great and then 5% terrible. You know, like any family, you fight. We say we fight like four sisters. But when you've been together for this long as a band and when you've been on the road for this long, I think even if you're not brothers, you kind of become a family and you learn to deal with everyone's kind of idiosyncrasies and little quirks. And I think, have gotten beyond that for the most part. You know, we're all the same goal in mind, so we're able to get past the BS really quickly.
Do you have a story of any moment in particular, maybe early on, where you guys weren't on the same page and it resulted in something ridiculous happening?
Not really ridiculous, but yeah, when we were younger, you know, everyone had kind of different, we all wanted to do something in the arts, and we all had different ideas of what we wanted to do, you know, and we didn't really see the viability of a band. It's really difficult to break and make a career out of being in a band because it's such a competitive business. You know, everyone, even if they're not doing it, they want to do that. It is one of the coolest jobs you get to do. So when, you know, a couple of us didn't see the viability, there was some tension and some fighting about, you know, whether we should continue this and pursue it, you know, wholeheartedly. And then just a few moments, you know, playing a show to a crowd that makes you feel good, or finishing an album or finishing a song that you're proud of, all of a sudden, you know, you start to see the value in pursuing it. So, but nothing crazy. I mean, we didn't have any we did have boxing matches, actually. But
you had boxing
not
matches
for that reason. We used to box each other when we were kids.
Like for sport or
just for fun. Well, our dad had boxing gloves around the house, and I think probably up until the age of maybe like 14 or 15, we would just put them on and start fighting.
Who was the best?
And we were all at different ages, so it was basically me and Danny boxing. I'd say back then I was the best, but now he's bigger and possibly stronger than I am, so I wouldn't want to test that out right now.
We're speaking with Dylan Kongos, his band The Kongos. They're going to be live in Columbia at the Blue Note next Monday night, March the 2nd. You can get tickets online, kongos.com, or at the Blue Note's website. Are you a sports fan?
I used to be a huge sports fan. I kind of not grew out of it, but we lost our allegiances. You know, when we were in South Africa, we were massive rugby fans, Springbok fans, and then, you know, the different club teams there. And then also because our mom's originally from Phoenix, and her brother had a big influence on us. We were like huge Phoenix Suns fans up there, kind of golden era, you know, with Charles Barkley and Dan Marley and Kevin Johnson, all those guys. So we were just obsessed. You know, anywhere we went, we were wearing purple and orange and just walking anywhere. No one in South Africa was really a big basketball fan, so we were kind of standing out. But then we moved to Phoenix, and we kind of lost the rugby thing, and then Phoenix started to kind of go downhill in terms of the sport, so we never really had any allegiances, so didn't become as big as fans as probably where we were when we were kids.
He's Dylan Kongos joining us here on the Sports Wire on KTGR. Just a few quick hitters left for you here, Dylan. First thing that I have, favorite 90s boy band. Do you have anybody that you looked at and that you remembered fondly?
Favorite 90s boy band. I can't say that I did. I wouldn't be embarrassed to say if I did. I just never really got into that.
No, that's fair. I don't blame you at all. Let's go on to the next one. TV show that you watch that you wouldn't want to admit on live radio.
That's a conundrum, isn't it?
Because it kind of is, isn't it?
Live
radio.
let's see. Well, it's nothing to be ashamed of, but we watch a lot of TV. When we can, we try to catch up on either Netflix or HBO Go or whatever. But Walking Dead, that show is just so terrible. But I'm like five seasons in, and I won't finish it now.
That's like the most watched television show in America right now, though.
I know, but it's so terrible. It's so so terrible. But like, I've still watched all the seasons, and I'm not going to stop watching it because it's captured me. I just sit there and just like grunt under my breath every time I'm watching it.
Last thing here for Dylan Kongos, his band The Kongos, they're going to be in town in Columbia next Monday night, March the 2nd, at the Blue Note. It's $20 for tickets, as low as $20, online at kongos.com, also on the Blue Note's website as well. Is there any celebrity that you've met or that's told you that they liked your song, where you got a little starstruck whenever you met them?
I can't really remember any big stars that we've met that have told us that, but I guess we toured with King Leon, and those guys dug our music and dug our songs, so that was pretty cool. But we were talking to L.A. Reid one time, who's our label head at Epic Records, who is, you know, a celebrity in his own right. And he was saying, there's a couple of celebrities out there I want to, you know, bring out to a show who really love you guys. And one of them was Gwyneth Paltrow, and the other one was Jennifer Lopez. And that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. That is Dylan Kongos of the Kongos. They're going to be in town in Columbia next Monday night, March the 2nd, at the Blue Note. You can get tickets. They're as low as $20 online right now. Kongos.com, the Blue Note's website as well. Dylan, thanks so much, man. Appreciate you spending some time with us here on the Sports Wire and KTGR.
Yeah, no, thank you, man.